Awesome. Great to see you tonight, everyone. And we are on a journey of building the generations. And if you're visiting tonight or you're new to the church, just to keep you in the loop, a number of years ago, the church went through a building upgrade. And so what you're sitting in tonight is part of that building upgrade. And so there's kids' facilities up the top there and a whole bunch of things that still remain incomplete. And so the idea of this season, our Building the Generation season, is to continue on that journey, to believe God for a breakthrough. We are paying down debt, but if you grab the Building the Generations brochure, you will see that it is coming down nice and fast, and we've made tremendous progress. And of course, today is the day in our Building the Generation season where we actually receive an offering to continue on that journey and to believe that God is going to advance us and that we are going to go from strength to strength. Amen. So that's what today has been about. That's what this morning was about. And who was blessed this morning at church? Had a great time. It was a great time in God's presence, and we had a breakthrough this morning, which is absolutely phenomenal. And tonight, I just believe it's going to get betterer. Can you say amen? Betterer and betterer in the name of Jesus. So if you haven't given yet, tonight is an opportunity later on in the service to give. And of course, there are a lot of people who do give online during the course of the week. And so, of course, we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. But tonight we're going to step out in bold faith. Amen. So tonight I'm going to preach a message. Given that the title of the BTG brochure this year is called Bold, we're going to preach a message tonight called Bold Faith. Bold Faith. Not bold, bold. Bold Faith. Can you say amen? Amen? So I need you to be interactive tonight. Tonight we're Black Church tonight. If you believe us, say mm-mm-mm. We've been very quiet in our praise and worship tonight, so I need some energy in the house. Oh, we've just gone purple all of a sudden. Now I can see you. There we go. And so let's lean in with faith tonight, because I do believe that God's going to speak to us. And I know sometimes what happens is if you've already participated in BTG, you're like, oh, dishes are done, I'm over. But come on, God's going to do something great tonight. Bold faith. So if you have your Bibles tonight, let's open up to the book of Hebrews. And we're going to look at chapter 11, verse 8. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. When you got it, say, I got it. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. Who thinks that Shane was very good looking on that video tonight? Serena, you married a model. He's a beast. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. Are you ready? Here we go. Father, thank you for tonight. We just give this meeting over to you for your plans, your purposes, your glory. We ask, Father, that you would speak to us tonight. And Holy Spirit, we just welcome your presence. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would take what we're going to speak about tonight. I pray that you would anoint it. Thank you, Father, that you said in your word, my words are spirit and they are life. I pray that the word of God would bring life tonight, would energize our spirits with faith. We pray and ask for that in Jesus' wonderful, wonderful name. See, I knew you from Shy Life, because Shy Life says amen at everything. I think Jackson started that trend. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 says, by? Faith. Come on, church, by? Faith. How did it happen? It happened by? Faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Faith is an action. By faith, by an action, by a corresponding action, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed. He asked God for Google Maps, and he said, how do I get there? When will I give me some route options. Is that what he did? No. He says, the Bible says that he obeyed and went. Even though he did not, oh, here we go. This is the original walkabout. You thought that the Aboriginal started walkabout. In fact, it was Abraham. Even though he did not know where he was going. Now think about this for a moment. God speaks to Abraham and says, go. All right, where to? No, just go. Well, how do I know where to go? Just go. How do I know when I get there? I'll tell you when you get there. God says to him, take your family and go. Now you think about this. God is asking him to do something. Come on, let's call it for what it is tonight, church. It's ridiculous. Talk about ridiculousness. This is it right here. God says to him, get up and go. Well, he goes on this journey and he's on a walkabout. He's walking, and he's waiting for the next word from God. And all God says to him, Abraham, you need to go. One thing that you'll understand about faith tonight is that faith is not always logical. Faith is not always A, B, C. Eventually you land on the letter D and so everything works out. God will call us to a place of faith that the natural mind, logic, cannot comprehend or understand. I've discovered in my journey in serving God that there are times when God will ask you to step out in faith and logic, and your brain tells you, what are you doing? This does not work for my mind. But faith says, just go. Now God's asking him not just to go walkabouts. God's asking him, leave your family, leave your friends. I know you love Sugar Ray's down the road. And getting a cup of White Horse to go with your bacon and egg roll with barbecue sauce. Come on, somebody, now you can say amen. I'm asking you, come on, all the Sugar Ray people, you're here tonight. See, now we're getting somewhere. Faith is lifting in the meeting. Or the more sophisticated people, Bianco Nero, with your smashed Avo. Sugar Ray's, baby, all the way. I'm asking you to leave everything that's familiar, and I'm asking you to go. Now, God gives Abraham a word that in my natural mind, this is crazy, people. This is, if someone came to you, say you're counseling somebody, any counselors in the house tonight, all the very deep people. And someone came to you and they said, God said to me to go. I know what you're going to ask them. Did you take your Panadol this morning? Hey, come on. I know that from my perspective, if someone came to me and said, God said, start walking. I'm like, okay, we need to talk about this a little bit more, right? God says to the man, just get going. It's reckless. It's from a pastoral perspective, Deb. This guy's lost the plot. He's had no pastoral checks. I mean, come on, somebody. This guy has lost it. And God just says, go. Talk about reckless faith. Talk about faith that's imbalanced. I mean, we like balance, don't we? He had his pastoral checks. He had a dream about it. Someone came up to him at church on Sunday morning and says, for thus saith the Lord, you will go, but God says, just go. Oh, yes, Lord, that's the word I needed. This guy's got no checks, no balances. All God says to him is, go.
go.
He's leaving it all behind. But he chooses to obey in faith. Faith is not measured by our emotions. Faith, in fact, is not measured by how many times we cry at the altar call. Faith will always be measured by our movement. Faith is not just about your talk. Faith is about your walk. It's not just about your lips. It's about your life. That's why it's called walking by faith. He starts on this faith movement and he goes walkabouts. He just walks. He sleeps. Pitches the tent. Stays there maybe for a period of time and he just keeps walking. Talk about a crazy word from God. This is it right here. If any of you ever try this, you're in big trouble because you don't do this kind of stuff in life. It's not the kind of life that seems the thing that we should do as Christians. But here Abraham, the lead candidate of faith in the Bible, he just goes, all because he had a word from God. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a season in your life or a word from God where God said, go? Have you ever had a time in your life where God says, hey, I'm telling you right now, this is going to defy all logic, man. The balances and the checks are just going to seem crazy. But God says, go. Tonight, I'm going to share with you the story of my go. Of when God said, Brad, it's time to go. We're in Adelaide. In a great church, lead pastors of an amazing church that thousands of people every week. God doing amazing things. Hundreds of souls saved on a monthly basis. Pretty much in every given weekend, you'd see between 60 to 100 people giving their lives to Christ. Things were in momentum. Huggy was the full-time sound engineer at the church. God was doing great things. One day, I'm hearing this knock on the door of my heart, and God's saying, it's time to go. Oh, but come on, God, now. I am in the zone in this church. I'm preaching all week, every week. We're on television. God's doing amazing things. And all I hear is, go. Well, it's like irrational people. Because I like where I live. Adelaide, contrary to popular belief, is not a country town. It is filled with culture. There are Europeans everywhere. Italians, Greeks. It just flows with culture. So you thought it was a country town. It's not. We got the best airport in Australia. And that's about it. There we are in Adelaide, and God starts knocking on the door of my heart. It's time to go. Well, guess what my response is? Where? I'm not going to tell you. It's just time to go. Now, if I was Brad 21, no family, no kids, I'm up for the adventure. But I have a house in Adelaide. I have a house in Perth. I own a portion of it. The rest belongs to the bank. Do you think when I stand before the bank man and say, God just said to me, go, oh, no worries, Brad. Just forget about the mortgage repayments for about 5 years. We love when God speaks to people. God started to stir my heart. It's time to go. So I thought this. I thought, well, why don't I start to reach out into the future in faith. Come on, someone say amen. You're reaching out. You're feeling what it looks like. But I'm keeping my hand on the plow here, strong as much as possible. Lots of security. It's nice. It works. And then I thought, we got our church in Perth. Pastor Jared and Sarah were the lead pastors of that church in Perth. And it's like, maybe that's what God's saying. Maybe God's saying, it's time to go back to, well, I like Perth. Perth's a cool city. Adelaide's cool, but Perth is cooler. It's got beautiful beaches. It doesn't really have a winter, hence my tan. It's just amazing place to live. And one day, Alison says to me, Brad, it's not Perth. Now, come on, God. Now, you're taking all the security away. And God's saying, go. So I'm praying. I'm laying a hold of God. I need some certainties in life, people, just like you do. But all I got is a word from God. So guess what you pray for? If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally, and he does not withhold. Oh, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. Thank you for wisdom, supernatural wisdom, anointed common sense, which is basically the definition of wisdom. Give me anointed common sense, God. Come on, God, give me wisdom. I go to a Phil Pringle meeting. Phil Pringle's preaching. He points me out in the crowd. He says, hey, Brad, God's saying something to you. Stop praying for wisdom. You need to pray for courage. Talk about God being rude. Now, I was happy to step out in faith, peoples, but the house that I had in Adelaide, I'd only lived in it for about 2 to 3 months. I bought it. It was a nice house. Sarah came to the house. It was like, you don't buy a house, sell it. There's all kind of taxes that come with it. And I'm going to lose money if you buy the house, sell it in 2 months' time. God's saying, can you jump where you can't see? Just go. But Lord, wisdom is a good... No, courage. You need courage. Well, everything started to line up to an extent. We started to think about our church in Perth and we said, God, if we do this, what happens with our church in Perth? And I started to pray about that and God gave me a very clear word of the person who would take over it. I had this conversation with Alison on a Saturday night. On Monday morning, I call Pastor Jared, who was living in Perth at the time. I said, Jared, I really believe this is what God's saying. Jared's freaking out. He said, you wouldn't believe it. It's exactly what God has said to me on this weekend. God just started to put the puzzle together. And I've got two mortgages, nowhere to go, and I hand in my resignation. Come on, people. This is called faith. I mean, craziness. No, faith. God says, go. I'm in the Qantas Club, and I still remember writing my resignation. Dear Pastor Ashley Evans, it has been an honor to serve you for 13 years of our lives. Now, he already knew it was coming. This was now just putting it in writing. He's not hearing about it for the first time. I know how to do things properly, so don't freak out. Write the letter, send it to him, and my trip when I was in the Qantas Club was to meet Pastor Jared at a conference that we were going to in Thailand, and my brain is telling me, you are crazy, what are you doing? And faith is like, you're awesome, keep going. And the brain is telling you, no, you're not. And faith says, yes, you are. And the worst bit is being on a flight from Adelaide all the way to Singapore, 8 hours of thinking about the email that I just sent. I couldn't stop it. It was gone. Resign.
I get to Singapore, and Pastor Jared flew from Perth to Singapore. We meet there, and some of you know the story already, but you're going to hear it again. Jared and I meet. Oh, Jared, how was your flight? Great, awesome. Start walking. Let's grab a cup of tea. Awesome, let's grab a cup of tea. We go to grab a cup of tea. There's Pastor Wayne Alcorn in Singapore. Pastor Wayne, how are you going? Singapore's an awesome airport, by the way. Everybody said? Those of you who've been there. He's like, Pastor Wayne, how are you going? We sit down. Wayne Alcorn oversees all of our churches in Australia. How are you? Lynn, how are you doing? Fantastic. We jump on the plane, and Pastor Wayne happened to be going to the same conference that Jared and I were going to. And lo and behold, guess who's sitting next to Pastor Wayne on that flight? Me. His wife is a couple of rows forward. Jared's on row 63. He's manning the toilet at the back. Oh, don't ever sit by the toilet. You got to turn that fan thing on, man. Just like a jet. I had that flight from Singapore a week ago, and I'm telling you, man, some dude had diarrhea. I'm like, turn that thing on. I'm borrowing the person's one next to me. No, it's not yours. It's mine. It's like, I like cleanliness. This is bad. Thank God for sleeping tablets. Somebody said. I used to have hair in my nostrils. That thing was so acidic, it killed me. At least that's one good thing that happened. No more nostril hair. Woo! So I'm sitting next to Pastor Wayne. Pastor Wayne says, hey, Brad, so what's happening in your life? I said, well, Pastor Wayne, God's transitioning Alison and I. I said, Pastor Wayne, that's amazing. We're sitting next to each other. This is like crazy. Brad, I've been thinking about you. This is awesome. We just chat. It's about an hour, 15-minute flight. And we get to the conference, and he kind of goes off. Jared and I go off. And then I start to give birth to some Ishmaels. I'm like, I'm trying to make the purposes of God happen. So guess what I do? I book appointments with all of the state presidents in our movement. And I'm like, you want Brad? He's available. You want blessing in your state? Come on. I'm 38 at this time. I'm a young brother with lots of experience. I sit down with John McMartin. He's poker face. Jared's back at the hotel where we were staying. I go back to Jared. Jared's like, just the anointing just straight away. Both together. Nah, that's not it. Do the next state president. I go back to Jared. Jared's always in the hotel, you see. I'm out doing the work of God. He's watching NBA in the hotel. NBA game time. Come on, somebody. Jared's like, that wasn't it, was it? And I'm like, that's not it. I did a whole heap of these meetings, and that wasn't it. Now, lo and behold, I've resigned. I've stepped out in faith, but God is up to something. Well, you know how Jared and I used to be 162 kilos each, and we went out for seafood with this missionary who told us that everything was okay, and we lost about 161 of those 162 kilos, sharing a hotel room, mind you. To this day, our hearts are bound in love. One toilet. It did have an exhaust fan, so thank you, Lord. That was not good night. In fact, Jared should have gone to hospital. He got really sick. So the next day, we're catching the plane. It was so funny. The drive from where we were staying to the airport was about an hour and a half. Jared's on the back seat like this. Oh, my stomach cramps. So he goes off on his flight to Perth. I go on my flight back to Adelaide. And all of that time, though, God was up to something. Pastor Mike Murphy who's the former senior pastor of this great church, was the pastor here for close to 19 years, 18 and a half years, I think it was. He's at a conference in the USA, and he has one of his friends, Pastor Jared Keehan, come up to him on one of the nights and say, "Hey, Mike, are you doing okay?" Jared's a prophetic guy. Mike opens up to him and starts crying and says, "God's transitioning me." Well, I pray for him, bless him. Jared knows Pastor Allison and I well because we ran conferences together in Perth with his church. He goes, "Mike, I actually think I know the couple that should take over from Shy Life. I actually think you should talk to Brad and Allison." Jared and I are vomiting in the hotel. They're having spiritual conversations about us in the USA. Well, Mike's like, "Oh, I'll have a think about that." Mike jumps on the plane. He's at Dallas Airport. He bumps into my senior pastor, Pastor Ashley, of all places at Dallas Airport. They tweak their seats. They sit together. Ashley says to me, "I could see something was just going on with Mike," and I kind of let it go, let him sleep. Then after, it's a long flight, I said, "Mike, is everything okay?" He says to Pastor Ashley, "I'm in transition." Ashley says, "I actually think I know who could take over at Shy Life. My lead pastors, Brad and Allison. I actually think that Mike's like freaking out because I just had this conversation with Jared Keehan the day before, and now you're telling me the senior pastor gives his blessing over Allison and I, saying, I release them. They're what's right." In the meantime, Jared and I, we are dying in a hotel, but God is up to something great. Amen. Well, Pastor Mike lands in Sydney. Guess who the first person he calls to ask whether it's right to call me or not? He calls Wayne Alcorn. He says, "Pastor Wayne, this is what Jared Keehan said. This is what Ashley Evans said, but I will not make this phone call unless you give your blessing." Wayne says, "You're not going to believe this. I sat next to Brad on a plane just a few days ago, and we had this conversation. I think God is up to something." Wow, isn't that amazing, right? Who could do all that stuff? Only God. Well, Jared and Sarah are on their journey, and they have a word from God, and Sarah has this word, and the word is, "Wherever they go, you are to go." I said, "Sarah, it's Papua New Guinea." And their test was, not knowing any of these things going on, will you lay it down before me? Will you go? Where, Lord, are we going to go? I'm not telling you. You just got to go. So guess who started walkabouts as well? Jared and Sarah during that time. How do we know when we get there? Just go. So they died to it, and they said, "We will go." Well, I get the phone call. I'm sick as a dog. I am so sick, violently ill. Sarah is so upset that Jared came back sick. She said, "You should have stayed over there." Allison and Sarah get on the phone with each other. Don't they believe in travel insurance? They could have stayed at a hotel in Singapore and got better. Now they're bringing this stuff back to our house. That's why I still have a twitch. It's called rejection. Jared, you feel my pain. Feel my pain. Rejection. Well, Pastor Mike, I arrive on a Friday morning. He calls me, and I'm like, no way am I. When you hit vomit zone, people, they're like, you can text, you can call. I'm not answering for nobody. And then an hour later, he calls again. And then an hour later, he calls again. And I'm thinking to myself, something must not be right because the man keeps calling all the time. I'm sick, just leave me alone. I thought, I better listen to the voicemail. Hey, Brad, it's Pastor Mike Murphy. I really need you to come up to Sydney this weekend. I'm like, why would... It's Friday. He wants me to come to Sydney, like, Sunday? He says, yeah, could you please come to Sydney? I thought, oh, I better find out what's going on. Hey, Pastor Mike, thank you for going. I've been really sick. Jared and I, seafood, crazy. Like, you just would not believe what the last 24 hours has been like. And I said, you know what I said to him? I can't come. He said, well, you need to. I said, I'm too sick. I can't. And then he opened up his heart and he said, I need to tell you a little bit more why. So he told me about Jared. He told me about Pastor Ashley. And I said, I can't come unless Pastor Ashley gives his blessings. Pastor Ashley's given his blessing. I said, Pastor Mike, I can come, but I got to let you know, it's going to be like the worst sermon ever. I had like, you know, and I might have to excuse myself to the bathroom halfway while I'm preaching. He goes, just come. So, all right, I come. So I brought Wade with me. It came up. And I remember sitting just on the side there where Yvette is. Jones, you can come, please. That'd be great. And while I was sitting there, I'm kind of trying to be spiritual, feeling really crook. And all of a sudden, it's like a cable from heaven. The broadband network, the NBN of heaven, just went into my spirit. And I just, bam, I just saw the church. I saw exactly what was going on. No one needed, it was like a word of knowledge. And I was just like, just a million megabytes of data just went into my spirit. And I was like, bam, this is it. I know what God's up to. So go back to Allison, and I say to Allison, I think God might be calling us to Sydney. No, I'm not moving to Sydney. Have you seen the traffic in Sydney? I said, but you haven't been to the Shire. Come on, somebody. You've not been to the Shire. Sydney and the Shire, they're like two separate countries. You type God's country on Google, Sydney doesn't come up. The Shire does. Amen. Come on. Let's give it up for the Cronulla Sharks right now, people. There you go. And the soon-to-be A-League team, whatever that will be called. And the Sutherland Sharks basketball stadium. Amen. There we go. And Allison's like, really? I'm like, yeah, I think God might be doing something. I got to sell a house. I just bought this thing 2 months ago. How do you sell a house you just bought? Like, is there something wrong with the house? People are going bankrupt. Let's do it like a really low price because they'll just go for it. Something's not right. And God supernaturally sells that house. We make profit on it. Can you believe it? Which doesn't happen in Radelaide. In Radelaide, everything just stays the same. If it's $400,000 now, in 10 years, it'll still be $400,000. And we made profit on it by faith. So God said, go. I'm telling you that story tonight because there is a power in letting go. There's a power in not calculating how it's going to all work out. There's a power in saying, God, nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Our mind says and this and that and A, B, C, D. And God says, I don't operate in that realm. I move in the realm of faith. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 58, and he did not perform many miracles in that place because of their unbelief. Unbelief will stifle miracle power. Build in the generations for us, church, young people, young adults, teenagers, because I started this in my life when I was a teenager, and I kept going with it when I was a young adult, and I kept going with it when I was a young married man, and I kept going with it when I had my children, and I'll keep going with it. And that is, God is calling us to a place of faith, and building the generations is all about that reminder that says, you can calculate, you can add it all up, but who's willing to step out of the boat and say, apart from a miracle from God, I don't know how this is all going to work out, except God coming through supernaturally, and we miss out on miracles because of our unbelief. We try and calculate it. We try and map it. Can I give you a great verse for tonight, everybody? Come on, you're getting something out of this tonight. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 13. If our musos could come, please, that'd be great. Therefore, this is the word for tonight. Let us go forth to Him. Come on. Where are we going? We're going to where Jesus is. Where was it? Come on. You're switching off now. I can just tell. Stop looking at Facebook and Instagram. Engage in the Word of God. Listen to this. Therefore, let us go forth to who? To Him. Capital H. To Jesus. Where is He? Outside of the camp. He's not in the comfort zone. He's not in the place where religion is. He's not, Jesus was crucified outside of, He wasn't there where the religious system was, where everything was cookie cutter predictable. You gotta go to the place. Come on, keep the verse up on the screen, please, so it can get into people's spirits. Therefore, let us go forth to Him where? Outside. You gotta go outside. You can't stay in that place where it's all maps out and it works. Now watch this. Watch what happened. All of that, Jared and I being sick, and all those faith dimensions, all those things that only God could come through. I would not be standing here today in faith again if I couldn't say back then, if He's able to do it then, He's able to do it now. Come on. All these things is God stirring us, expanding us, causing us to be larger, causing us to be bigger. Because I'm going to take on another giant. Then I'm going to beat that giant in Jesus' name. Then I'm going to go to another giant and we're going to beat that one. And the kingdom of God is going to advance. Don't stay in the place of unbelief. Don't stay in the camp where it's kind of cookie cutter predictable. We got to go to where Jesus is, in the place of faith. Amen. Come on, in the place of faith. Let me finish it off by saying it like this. Moved into our house 3 weeks ago. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I'm in the house and sun goes down, it's dark, and I'm mad because the light's not coming on. I call up the power company and I say to them, how come the light's not coming on? They say, Mr. Bonham, we've already provided power for you. You have to step up, go to the switch, and flick it. I'm like, no. You come and do it for me. That's how ridiculous it is when God says, the power supply already exists. The power, you've got enough power to turn to light every bedroom in your house, to turn the heater on. And if you're too hot, turn the air. There is enough power that's flowing. It takes someone with action. Faith. Without a corresponding action, there's no shortage of power in the kingdom of God. There's no shortage of God coming through. But someone has to step up in faith. One last thought. Is that all right? One last. Because you're thinking, why has he got cottage juice on there? There's a reason. This is no added sugar. This is juice concentrate. You pour a little bit, put the water in, and ready to drink it. Some of you think that in order for you to see what God has called you to see, you got to take all of this and you got to fill it right up and it's like, finally, it worked. God says no. Faith is like this. You just need to add just a bit. Just a bit. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, come on, that's all it takes. All it takes is one step of generosity. All it takes is one step. You don't need to fill the whole thing up. You don't need to pay all the debt off, unless God is talking to you, of course. But what God is saying to you, partner, step out, do your bit, and God will do the rest. Can you say amen? Amen. Father, thank you tonight.